I had one of those moments yesterday where like the light bulb went off and I was like, why have I never thought of this before? You had the day off and I knew you were running around doing stuff. You were gone this weekend, but somebody had mentioned something about taking a day off to do nothing. And I got to thinking to myself, I was like, I have never just taken a day off because I had nothing to do. It's always been because there's vacation or appointments or something. It's always been for a reason. Have you ever taken a day off for nothing?
Nope, but I'd love to. I think it's an absolutely fantastic idea. And as you were speaking right then, I was having the same sort of experience. Hang on. Why haven't I ever thought about this? Have I done this? No, I haven't. And why wouldn't I have? Is it because we do radio in the morning? I don't know. There's a lot of things going through my head, but you take days off because you have something to do. That's right. What I've always done.
Well, and then I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, maybe one of the reasons why I don't do it is sometimes it's more work to take a day off because you have to do so much pre-planning to have that day off that it's like, well, I'm working twice as hard on one day to have another day off. So does it really make sense for me just to take the day off to sit around and watch The Price is Right at home?
You couldn't do that anyway. Yeah. I don't think you should look too much into this personally because I do not think you could do this anyway. You can't not schedule something. You're one of those people that's like, okay, if I'm not working today, I have to make the most of the day and do something else.
You could
sit there
right
and watch The Price is Right.
Yep.
See, I could. I absolutely could. I could have a lazy day and do absolutely nothing. I think I should do this. I don't think you're capable of doing this, but it's an interesting idea.
Well, even just now when we were in the playing music right now, I told Guy, I was like, oh, it's Amazon Prime Day. And I'm sitting over here shopping. And I'm like, see, I could have taken the day off to shop.
Yeah, this is Kelly. Another fantastic idea. But you're so type A as well. Like, you're always very organized. You're very on point. You're scheduled. But then you always have to be doing something different all the time.
I'm just wondering, are we doing days off wrong?
Yes.
Are there people out there who are genius enough to be like, no, I randomly take days off and, I mean, whatever, self-care, just I need time to myself. Is anybody actually doing this, taking a day off for absolutely nothing?
That doesn't even mean like, you know, finding a restaurant to go to anything, just doing nothing.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Okay, let's see how many people out there actually do it. 888-431-374. Do you take a nothing vacation day?
888-431-3764.
Did I say the number wrong?
You did. It's okay. I got you.
Kelly had that light bulb moment we all have from time to time where you go, wait, why haven't I done this or ever thought of this before? And that is taking a vacation day to do absolutely zip. Nothing. Just stay at home and spend time to yourself.
951 actually has a word for it. It's the MHD, mental health care. We all need to take one every once in a while.
And some people do. 909 here says, I frequently take a sick day and stay home and do nothing. I get up, shower, put on cozy pajamas, drop my kids off at school, and watch daytime TV and binge on Netflix all day long.
Sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing.
We need to start doing this. Lisa and Yukaipa, have you done this? Taking the day off to do absolutely nothing?
I got one better on you. I take days off and I don't tell my family. I leave like I'm going to work. I go do whatever I so choose for the day. I come back home. I get dressed back in my work clothes and I go home at the end of the day.
Oh, my God.
That is genius. So what are you doing? Where do you go?
Whatever I want to do. I took a couple days. I've gone to Disneyland by myself. I'll go fishing. I love to fish. I'll go fish by myself. So whatever. But I don't tell my family that I'm gone. I don't check in with work at all. So I just do my own thing and I disappear for work hours.
I did this when I was 14. I skipped school, got off the bus, didn't tell anybody, spent the day to myself, then went home until I got caught and I got detention one day.
Self-care, but, you know, repercussions, whatever.
So have you ever slipped up or got caught?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. I value my time too much to try and do things half.
Lisa, you might be my hero. 951 text in says, I did this last Monday. My kid's school got canceled because of the fires. My husband was going to stay home with them. And I said, why don't we all stay home? So I ended up taking the day off too. We did absolutely nothing. No plans. Stayed inside all day and just watched movies and hung out.
A family relaxation day. And if you can get everyone on the same page, that sounds amazing. 909 here. I always take the day off after the Super Bowl. I have absolutely nothing planned except relaxing and just getting back to myself.
Yeah, that's called a hangover day. Yeah, I don't know if that's the same.
That's why I couldn't take that day off, because you'd never let me live it down. You'd be like, that wouldn't be relaxing. You'd be like, oh, how much did you drink the day before? Yeah, you couldn't come into work.
That's not mental health. That's just you trying not to puke your brains out. Have you ever just taken a day off to do absolutely nothing? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764.
Yeah, I'm supposed to mow the grass.
I start taking random days off, you're going to know why. Because we are the only ones, it seems like, who don't take random days off to do nothing.
Everyone does. And we've never thought of it. So we're having that moment like, eureka.
Yeah, we are missing out on something. 909 says, I always take just random days off. I'll go hike Mount Rubidoux or go to the beach alone.
It's probably a great thing to do. Just a complete reset.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit of an escape and you don't have to deal with the world.
951 says, first time riding in, and I got to say, at least once a month I take a day off just to let my body rest. I usually wake up late, order in food, and stay in bed all day watching YouTube.
951 texts in says, I do something similar to what Lisa did, our previous caller, where she said she just fakes going to work and actually takes the day off. She said, but I was doing this every other Friday for an entire year. Groupon was my best friend. I always found something to do or somewhere to go. I even got to drive a Lamborghini.
Okay, that's awesome.
What do you do for a living?
That's what I want to know. We need a new profession.
Yeah, my radio salary, I couldn't do that. Look, I rented a Schwinn. That's what I would be doing on my day off.
I don't know if I could just not tell anyone, though, because I get stressed, I get caught out. Right?
Well, I'm just, you know me, like you say, I'm type A. I would be like, well, I have a day off. I don't normally have a day off, so let me go do X, Y, Z. It would not be a relaxing day.
I don't even think you should try and do this. Just keep doing your life the way it is, because you couldn't. I know you well enough. You're always booking something, scheduling something. You've got 500 things going on. I don't know how you keep your life so organized, to be honest, but you do.
You know what? And speaking of that, you know what we have coming up this weekend? Five Winds Country Music Festival.
Okay, there it is.
There's always something on the calendar. It is kicking off on Friday, and we have your chance to win tickets all week long at 6:10.